every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around at the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines because I am glad to be here. I'm ready to take on the global tyrants, the New World Order, and all their addled minions and mercenaries. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. It is the 23rd day of December, 2012. We have passed that imaginary line, that demarcation, no man's zone, no man's land of December 21st, 2012, used by the globalists and mainstream media for 37 years at least to hoax everyone that, oh, don't be involved politically, don't be involved. The world's going to end anyways. And they tell the Christians the world's going to end because of the rapture every few years. And it's all just a giant cop-out. But the sun set on December 21st, and the sun came back up on the 22nd. I got to tell you, though, Thursday I was driving into work on the eve of December 21st, and now behind us on the highway of life and time, here on the time-space continuum, and I tuned in to my local affiliate. And heard one of the hosts, not on the morning show, those are pretty smart guys, but on the show after it, where the co-host was saying, yeah, Alex Jones thinks the world's going to end tomorrow. Never said that in 17 years on air, always said it was a fraud, because I've been asked thousands of times by callers and people on the street about 2012, and I just got so sick of it, because it was always, oh, you're mistaken, or no, you're a fed. You're a traitor because you don't think it's the end of the world. You know, you're making that up. You're hiding. And then we got a call from one of the local TV stations Friday. Which one was it, John? Yeah, KHCN, NBC. Getting a comment. Alex thinks the world's going to end. We'd like to get his comment today. And we said, Alex has never said that. We got a bunch of other calls, too. My frustration is that even though I've always said it's a fraud, there are real threats we face. I saw people commenting on YouTube, the minority of them, on a special report we did, Doomsday 2012, Secrets Revealed, exposing the real threats, not the fake threat, and how this self-fulfilling prophecy is used to get us to stand down. And I know some saying, well, then why does he sell storable foods? Why does he promote guns and gold? Because of the real threats that 2012 obscured. Tyranny worldwide, global devaluation, the open world government being announced, the globalist or authoritarian eugenicist, Agenda 21, the deindustrialization program. That's why governments are digging in their real Pentagon and British Ministry of Defense and NATO reports that are public. That's why the elite are digging in and moving to the countryside. That's mainstream news. That's what's going on, okay? The billionaires I've talked to, quite a few of them. Everybody's moving to the country or getting out of Western nations. Look at the riots in Europe. That's why we get prepared. The public is so simple. They like get one thought in their mind at a time, and that's it. And it's painful because we've got to get people smarter or we're doomed, okay? See, the globalists like you dumber because you're easier to control. I like you smarter because I know what comes around goes around. I'm a human. I'm on team human. I want my kids to have a good future. So I want to get the dumb masses up off their butts. The biggest attack on the Second Amendment ever. Our worst analysis confirmed. But we're striking back. Straight ahead. Stay with us. All the intel you need.
strategic...
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Do you want to defend the Republic or do you want to be a slave? That is the question you need to ask yourself right now. Do you want to be drunk on entertainment and mindless fluff and be a joke to the global social engineers? Or do you want to be an empowered human who is fighting to control their destiny and build a better world, not just for our children and grandchildren, but for the species itself? That is the question. Well, we're cruising into new territory. It's almost Christmas. And we are here live. It is the 23rd day of December 2012. And this is going to be an extremely, every broadcast is important. Every Sunday show, every weekday show I do are very, very important. But this one is particularly important. I've done a lot of preparation for this broadcast to document and prove what I'm going to say here. Number one, it is official. They are going to try to physically ban all semi-automatic handguns and rifles and make you turn them in. That is the White House Council's plan, and we have all the proof of that. We're going to be going over it. It's part of the UN treaty to comply with that, and you cannot make this up. The Chinese and the Russians are offering to help disarm the American people. That is mainstream news as well. Even that shocked me. I couldn't believe it. That's how dumbed down they think we are, that we just could care less about our sovereignty and would say something like that. Because in the past, if foreign governments got involved saying, disarm your people, we'll like to help you with the UN, that would cause the American people to say, oh, you'll never get our guns, stay out of our business. Nowadays, you're called traitor if you don't want to turn your guns into the UN. So, in fact, guys, will you print me even Forbes reporting that the UN treaty does take our guns? I just want to read them saying it. So things are moving so quick, I can't even believe it. Okay, that's how bad it is. On Thursday, I said to Kurt Nemo, editor of Infowars.com, I said, I want you to do a story on these topics, and I want to put out a White House petition, which anybody can do, to call for the deportation of Piers Morgan. He did that Friday. It's in several thousand newspapers today. And they can't get it right. They say Kurt Nemo founded and ran Infowars.com, which is fine. Most of them don't even say where the petition came from, but it's really a record. Within about an hour, it should reach the 25,000 signatures to make the White House respond to it. So we're going to talk about that. Now, again, Piers Morgan can say whatever he wants from England. He doesn't have a First Amendment here to engage in subversion. And when Piers Morgan came out and said, how dare you violate my First Amendment, the Wall Street Journal said, oh, here's a Supreme Court ruling from 77, bud, that when foreigners come here in the media and try to overturn the Bill of Rights or Constitution, it's instant deportation. There have been thousands of people deported in the last century alone coming here and agitating. Now, we may have been conditioned to put up with illegal activity, but no other country on earth let somebody come to their country, and engage in attempted political actions. No one puts up with that. The Russians just arrested a bunch of CIA fronts over there trying to stir up stuff in the media and things. And whereas it is authoritarian, it was an act of subversion going on. Now, I'm not saying arresting. I'm saying arresting and deporting. Now, here's another issue. The Russian media, they run cable channels, RT and RT, RT America here in the U.S. They've gotten on the bandwagon calling for us to have our guns turned in. So let me explain something, Russia Today and the Chinese media over here doing this. You need to get out of our country, okay? I know everybody thinks America's done and we're pathetic and there's nothing we won't put up with and Obama became the head of the U.N. program, the head of the U.N. Security Council a few years ago, totally illegal, violates Article 1, Section 9. It is high treason. They just flaunt everything in our face. Yeah, we have a president who's also the head of the U.N. Security Council. A president can't be the head of a foreign body, can't serve a foreign group. It's Article 1, Section 9. No one else in the world will put up with this. We've been so open and so nice that we'll put up with anything. So they're bringing in buckets of foreigners at CNN and MSNBC. In fact, that's mainly who they have up there. Putting down America, calling people rednecks who love freedom, putting us down, rubbing our noses in it, and not just calling for us to turn our guns in, calling for socialism, everything else. And, you know, America has voted. I'm going to talk about this later, but it deals with the whole media hoax. And I even printed off some of the latest Nielsen ratings on this. In Austin, Texas, the local affiliate we're on, 590 AM, I have looked at the trade publications at its top shows. Over 100,000 people an hour listening. One affiliate we have. I've gotten the ratings. We're number one in almost every demographic, just on a little Sunday show. But their biggest shows in the morning and things have well over 100,000 listeners at one time. I'm on stations in places like Chicago and Dallas where we have over 100,000 listeners an hour. They've got big trade publications that boil down the instant ratings and the Arbitron, the rest of it. Anybody in radio can pull this up. It's why we're getting on four or five new stations a week right now, especially since the instant meters came in. And we are just exploding. We, on average, have over 500,000 listeners every 15 minutes. And imagine it's a three-hour weekday show. 500,000 every 15 minutes. And that's not counting XM. 166, that's not counting Global Shortwave, or number one on audio streams and podcasts for the talk show, according to StatBrain, Google Analytics, Shoutcast. So Piers Morgan runs around with three bodyguards armed. Piers Morgan, because I've talked to people that have been there and been around him at CNN, well, it's been on the news. Piers Morgan runs around like he's God, and all these Hollywood stars go on his show and heads of state. The guy's top ratings, and he's the best on CNN now. 500,000. It's 56,000. Fox has like 3 million on the show up against it. And that's not even a very big audience, comparatively in media. Something like Rush Limbaugh has about 11 million tuning in at one time, 22 million a week. Because most of them are tuning in all the time, but overall it's 22 million. That's conservative. Coast to Coast AM, 16 million during the week, about 5 to 10 million, depending on what show it is. And believe me, I know the response. I go on CNN, no response. Go on Fox, no response. Go on Coast to Coast AM, run ads on Limbaugh. We've done that before. Just you know, just blew our doors off. Okay. Again, these are paper tigers. No wonder CNN wants to shut down free speech on talk radio. They call it the Fairness Doctrine. No wonder they want to censor the internet because they can't compete with us. They have giant sets, emperor's new clothes. The emperor has no clothes. And here's this twit with all these bodyguards who wants your guns so you can't protect yourself. And he is literally a fantasy. Conservative numbers on this Sunday show, which we've done so stations can get a taste of the broadcast. They almost always end up picking up the weekday. It always goes. They pick up Sunday, then they put us on at night during the weekdays, then we're on prime time. Boom. Still. Then on 6 years Sunday, guess what the numbers are? Approaching 2 million conservatively over the 2 hours. Guess what the weekday is? 3 mil and growing. In fact, it's much higher, but I'm not ready to give those numbers out yet. Probably going to be in excess of 5 mil. The system is, these people are jokes. Because some foreigner says turn your guns in, you are? Go back to England, a country you've already destroyed, you redcoat punk.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government, the God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence. independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, let's plunge straight into the news today. It is all off the chart. I want to direct you to articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that all link to, quote, mainstream establishment media, foreign banker-owned and run globalist operations. Go look up who owns the dominant media. And it's all state-run, whether it's CNN, whether it's MSNBC. It all gets government banker bailout money, stimulus money, you name it. The media is just subsidiaries of these global combines. New York governor, gun confiscations enforced buyback an option. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. This story went viral on Friday, and it all comes out of a New York Times story. Cuomo says he'll outline gun proposal next month in the State of the State address, and he made his comments. There's audio of it on WGDJAM. And he said, we may let you keep a few of your guns, but most of them, you can go read the quote and go listen to the audio. He said, you'll have to turn in most of your guns and we'll pay you for them. So get ready, because somebody committed a crime with a gun. You've got to turn your guns in, even though the new FBI crime statistics, we showed these on Friday because we also stream video. Go to FBI.gov. Crime has gone down more than 20% the last 7 years thanks to increased gun ownership. Mass shootings have gone up a tiny bit, but the media hyping of them has really increased. Continuing, CNN pushes British-style gun ban. Paul Watson covered this on InfoWars Nightly News Friday. He's going to play a clip of that at the end of the show next hour. Very powerful. And they said, just take everyone's guns and let them be at a gun range where you check them out only to target shoot. That's how it is in England now. And you have to go through backgrounds just to do that. So that's British style, almost total gun ban. Then there's this article, the official People's Daily of the Communist Party of China. Came out on Friday and said, quote, we want to help Obama wage war on gun owners and help disarm them. And they support the implementation of the UN Small Arms Treaty that will allow the UN to control, once we sign on to it, they can just have a General Assembly vote of the whole UN, all those dictators and people, and then we are under treaty to then turn our guns in. And by the way, that's not Alex Jones breaking this down. Here is Forbes, for folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see it right there. If you're a radio listener, you can simply go to search engine and type in UN agreement should have all gun owners up in arms. And it goes on to say, it says it'll restrict our guns and then allow them with a simple UN majority vote, no Security Council veto, to ban them in the future. You might want to actually go read the treaty. Obama says he's going to push the Senate, now huge Democrat-dominated, only the Senate is needed, to pass that in March. Isn't all this just perfect timing? Isn't that just special? Let's go on to the next little piece here. So Friday, as Americans, we strike back. You got the Russian TV broadcast in English in Europe. It's actually on broadcast where Paul Watson lives in London on the regular television with rabbit ears. It's on cable here in the U.S., RT. It's calling for us to turn our guns in on its two channels, 24/7. And Piers Morgan, who is facing all sorts of criminal charges. We're going to go over some of those later here. He's facing six criminal charges. including a felony conspiracy to prevent the course of justice. Needless to say, they're trying to get him to come back to England. He isn't too happy to do that. Nothing against the great British people, the folks of the UK, the Scots, and the great Irish. All of them great people. I'm related to all of them. But really, your countries are tyrannies now. You admit that. Your crime has more than doubled since you took the guns 15 years ago. We've gone over those numbers. Even British newspapers admit it. And here he is. So Friday, we strike back at Piers Morgan. And we say, you know what, buddy? You're engaged in something that has been very well documented for a very long time. It's sedition if a citizen is trying to overthrow the constitutional lawful government. But if government tries to overthrow the basic liberty, it is then our right and duty to throw it off. But it is called subversion when a foreign asset comes here and seeks to change the government. And it says, sign petition to deport Piers Morgan for his attack on the Constitution. That came out at about noon on Friday during the broadcast. And you've got to sign your name and say who you are when you do that. And we'll show again people this article. You can link through and sign the petition. It's almost the 25,000 needed. You need 25,000 in a month to have Obama respond to it. He's sworn to do. That means he won't. Well, then what good is this? We need 349 more to get it going. Sure, we'll get like 500,000 by the time we're done. This has just gone viral today. It's good because Obama has people signing a petition to ban our guns, and he's going to hold that up to us. Or, you know, things like that. So it's good to get attention. It's good to focus things on here and his subversion inside our country. Now, Piers Morgan, I'm going to show viewers a bunch of these articles right here. He fired back last night at InfoWars.com, at DrudgeReport.com, that also linked to our petition and still linked there on the right-hand side right now. But that's the easiest place to find is DrudgeReport.com. Go about halfway down the right-hand side, it's right there. Find a link directly to the petition. We need to get a link back on the main page of InfoWars.com. But the point is that you can go there and you can read literally, ladies and gentlemen, there are thousands of articles because you can type in Piers Morgan deport and it says several thousand articles. Russian TV, French TV, British TV, they're all saying, how dare you Americans turn your guns in? So we'll probably say, oh, we'll be polite. Here's our guns, since the French said so. But gun advocate asked Obama administration to deport Piers Morgan. And in 90% of these articles or more, they will never say InfoWars.com. That's how scared the mainstream media is of the real media that isn't state-run. But that doesn't matter. Our goal was, we didn't even put InfoWars.com in the petition. It's Kurt Nemo. We did that so it would actually get out there to people. Okay, continuing. There's the Hollywood Reporter. Here's Huffington Post. Piers Morgan's deportation petition posted to White House after his gun control rants. The Examiner did report that it is an InfoWars.com petition. So that's good. Here's France 24, national TV. U.S. gun advocate seeks deportation of Piers Morgan. No, it's tens of thousands of people signing it. It goes on and on with all the reports. Now, if you go to InfoWars.com, we have an article titled, The Law Says Deport Piers Morgan. And I want to go over some of this for people because if you go to InfoWars.com, we have links to the Wall Street Journal writer. Wall Street Journal columnist explains on Twitter how to deport Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan made jokes and said, you can't deport me on his Twitter. I'm not joking. It says, I'm a British supremacist. I'm not joking. Go read them. I'm a British supremacist, and I'm going to dominate you. And then somebody said, you're glad those kids are dead. You can use them for that. And he said, yeah, I am. So he's a totally arrogant person fleeing justice from England. I mean, he is the slimiest guy in media. He had to leave England, okay? So here's this foreigner. When we come back, we're going to explain how for subterfuge, how for subversion, he needs to be on the first airplane shackled out of this country because he's here trying to take our Second Amendment.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We are live on the radio, and hey, that's not enough for us because we want to fight for liberty 24-7. I'm back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We have the weeknight InfoWars Nightly News, 7 to 8 o'clock Central as well at InfoWarsNews.com. And by the way, it's not too late to get all your Christmas shopping done for friends and family and coworkers and support our broadcast. Man, I looked at the traffic going to Barton Creek Mall today, backed up for like 10 miles or something. It's just amazing here in Austin. If you're listening out in the country, I'm sure you're seeing the same thing around your malls. Hey, that's fine. Keep the economy going, whatever. The point is, as long as you don't go into debt. See, I don't think consumerism is bad if it isn't your God. My point is the best way to wake people up is documentary films. And we created almost 10 years ago PrisonPlanet.tv. And for 15 cents a day, you can get a membership to see all my films, my daily radio show with video feed like we're doing right now with a five-camera shoot, special reports, live events when I'm on the road. The list just goes on and on. My book, Paul Watson's book. Well, now I just said, you know what? Let's have it when somebody goes and creates a membership and creates their username and passcode. That you just create a username and passcode you can share with 10 more people. So it's really 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. That's less than 59 cents per person. 10 people, 59 cents a person per month. And it's in high def. We've been high def the last few years, a lot of the productions. So it's all up there, and it works really great. We've redesigned it. You know, 8 years ago, PrisonPlanet.tv worked okay. 5 years ago, it worked decent. 3 years ago, it worked pretty good. Today, it's smoking hot and getting better. And we're just going to add more and more and apps and everything coming up next year. The point is, PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, you can go there. You can give yourself a membership to see all the films, all the special reports, everything. The nightly news, 7 o'clock Central every night. Sometimes it's like 4 hours long, but usually about an hour. We're about to put it on TV, so it has to be a set hour soon. So I'm just saying it's going to be an hour to get you ready for that. But we'll go into overdrive sometimes live. The point is that we're taking the training wheels off, ladies and gentlemen, going to the next level. We just keep doing that because we have the animating contest of liberty to fight here. It's so exciting, like Thomas Jefferson talked about. We're going to defeat the tyrants. You can go in there, set up your own membership, and then put in an e-card or in a physical card, hey, here's your documentary film news site membership. Just go there, put in the username, passcode, you're on. 11 people simultaneously signed up. PrisonPlanet.tv and the little bit of money we make off of it. Not that it's bad to make money, but my goal is to reach people. With 11 people using a $5.95 membership, the bandwidth costs have gone way up to $100,000 a month just for that site. I mean, to give you an idea how many people are using it, I don't want to get into numbers here, but it's about 200,000 people every night tune in one way or another. And people are like, oh, big deal. Well, I know, 3 million on the weekday radio show and growing, almost 2 million on the Sunday show. The point is, this is a subscription site. 200,000 people are tuning in. 500,000 tune into Piers Morgan. He's free. We're building the next media platform to bring down the globalist. I've already got all sorts of TV deals lined out from here to Valhalla. The issue is I've got to get us ready first and get more reporters in, more researchers, more fact checkers, because, again, we try to tell the truth, and that's a hard thing to do. It's easy to lie all day and spin like the media does. We aren't perfect, but we try to get it right. That's my pledge, that we are consciously working to get you as close to the truth as you can get, because we all see through rose-colored glasses, as the Bible says. I am simply attempting to see as clearly as I can. We're all humans. We're all fallible. We all have issues. I am trying to tell you as close to my hardcore research as we can get. And I think it's proven it's pretty darn accurate. I'd give us about a 95, 96% accuracy rate. Okay, let me get back into this. We put out a petition at the whitehouse.gov. Usually takes weeks to get 25,000 signatures. We're right there right now. 24,795, 205 more. The White House says they'll respond. They're total liars. They probably won't. They didn't respond to all those state secession ones that got hundreds of thousands. But the public sees it, and it creates a huge media event. On Friday, they said, well, why are we going to do this article? The White House just ignores it. I said, you watch how much media attention this gets to the fact that a foreigner who's fleeing justice from England on record is here. The yellow journalism, you know, reported phone hacker, alleged phone hacker, all this stuff. They're trying to charge him right now with felonies for it. He's here. We're going to expose it. And I said, you watch. He's going to arrogantly attack and make fun of people because I know his M.O. I mean, I don't like this guy, okay? Not because he's a big, you know, gun grabber. That's bad enough because he's the mouse that roars. But because he's so slimy and has that arrogant affront to him that just, I'm sorry, is the opposite of how I was raised and who I am as a Texan. You know, I guess last of the Mohicans here, but the point is, I like genuine people. People that look you in the eye. And Piers Morgan is a sack of garbage, okay? Side issue. Let's continue here with the facts. The Wall Street Journal explains Piers is like, oh, you're trying to take my First Amendment. I thought you want your rights. No, subversion is a foreigner here trying to overthrow our form of government. And our government is the Bill of Rights, is the Constitution. And so, hey, if communists are calling to put me in a FEMA camp, and we've had them on the show, I'm like, it's your right to say I should be arrested and put in a FEMA camp because you're a citizen. I don't agree with you, but okay. I've gone out and protested the Ku Klux Klan many times, and I've said, you have a right to be up there saying that. I have a right to protest you. But when a foreigner comes to your country and says, get rid of your rights, and our government is the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We, the people, made that. That's the government, not the crooks that have taken it over. When they do that, folks, it is absolute subversion and espionage against our country. And that is exactly what they say in the Wall Street Journal responding to our article. Your opinion is protected. Your presence in the U.S. is not. See Klein Dynast versus Mandel, 1972, another hearing in 77, where they deported communists trying to get rid of the Bill of Rights. There you go. And that was the case of a Belgium communist, Ernst Mandel. So, and there's been countless others. Let me explain to you how this works, okay? No nation on earth puts up with foreigners coming. Look, I don't like the corrupt Russian government, but when they kicked out a bunch of foreign agitators from the U.S. last month, I said, well, what do you expect them to do? You don't let foreigners, the U.N., created by the globalist, is here saying they're going to get a treaty passed that the House can't see, where now a simple majority of the U.N., once it passes, takes, 60% to get it passed. Once it passes, 51% of the U.N. General Assembly votes, our guns go bye-bye. Okay, we're going under global governance right now. They brag. Europe's already under it. Run by 6 megabanks who brag they're setting up world government. And they're the ones that want us disarmed. Bloomberg made us $25 billion off that. These are insiders, folks. These are monopoly men. And the article in the Wall Street Journal, one of their senior writers, goes over all of that. So you can go to InfoWars.com and read our article that gives even more background on this. The law says deport Piers Morgan. Why InfoWars is calling for his deportation. And I went further. I said, hey, subversion calls for arrest. Okay, now arrest to deport him. And see, folks, you're like, oh, that'll never happen. If you don't think it will, it won't. You've got to start recognizing we've been trained. See, here's the deal. Americans have always been incredibly hospitable and open-armed. The globalists bring in foreigners, because a lot of foreigners are the best people we got in this country. We're a nation of immigrants. But a lot of the foreigners that come here now are taught to hate America. They're taught that the government's your friend, the population's your enemy, and they vote over 90% to take guns, they vote to take liberties, they vote to do this. They're bringing foreigners in as a force with the government to go after our liberties, and that is, again, sedition and treason by the people and the government. The foreigners are involved in subversion and espionage. The people that are citizens are involved in treason. And it's Fareed Zakaria, the synthetic American, you know, not really a citizen in my view, saying turn our guns in, Americans are dumb idiots. Well, then get out of here. If it's so bad, if you're so elitist with your fake liberal lisp, get out of here. Get out of my country.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house. To your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Domino to fall for the global crime syndicate, a bunch of Bernie Madoffs who just haven't made it to prison yet, is that the public doesn't listen to them, doesn't trust them, doesn't like them, but we don't know that everybody else knows that. But the numbers show it. CNN, if you look at the numbers 20 years ago, had about 10 million viewers during Larry King. I want to show you a Media Light story. Showing him, Piers Morgan's top on CNN with 500,000 viewers total. And it goes over his viewers. I mean, that is a complete joke, folks. Should I have bodyguards and a helicopter land me at work and walk around in a cloak? Folks, I think with green screen, we should have me on top of a gold pyramid being fanned and worshipped. and maybe with some a grill and some bling and girls in bathing suits. Maybe that's the new level of media where oh, he must have a lot of viewers if this is going on. Remember, this guy has armed bodyguards but wants your guns. So there are some of the numbers on that. You can just type in Piers Morgan's ratings, and his best ratings ever are 556,000 total viewers. I'm looking at it right here out of Arbitron. Or not out of Arbitron, this is out of Nielsen. And they're bragging about it in Mediaite about, oh, my gosh, his top ratings on CNN. Oh, my God. Ooh. I mean, that'd be like walking up to a bag lady and saying, you're the richest woman on earth. Look at you. You've got a thing full of tin cans. But I guess it's CNN. I mean, of all of the midgets, you know, some of them are about 6 inches tall. I mean, he is almost a foot tall. I mean, nothing against midgets. You get my analogy. I mean, this is just amazing. Total viewers of 556K. Ooh, down from 10 million. I mean, these people are a joke. But the criminal government, the military-industrial complex owned by foreign banks, it is still in charge, so I guess it isn't a joke. But they need to just put on this big act that, hey, we said so, and we're in control. And Piers Morgan laughed at Americans on his Twitter. You think I'm joking? Go to Real Alex Jones. We've tweeted some of them, retweeted them out. We wrote an article about it at Infowars.com where he says, I have come and conquered. I am the British supremacist. I will get your guns. Look at this right here. This is out of AmericanProgress.org. Think again, considering CNN's choice to hire Piers Morgan. The news that former Rupert Murdoch consigliere Rebecca Brooks, who is awaiting trial for six separate crimes, including most seriously conspiracy to prevent the course of justice, received a $11.2 million payoff for her actions that helped destroy News of the World, in addition to covering her legal fees and drivers, implies that perhaps the alleged crimes of which she is accused are not exactly frowned upon by her higher-ups. Well, that's hush money. Then it goes into how he's had to testify, and they're looking to charge him with this. Okay? And then it just goes over the fact that he doesn't like to show up in England too much. So the point is, I'm not obsessing on Piers Morgan here all day, but if we can rout one of these rats, if we can run one of these scallywags, you know, king of yellow journalism and tabloid garbage, now the maven, now the pimp over at the faltering, amnesiac CNN, then we will have victory. But these people are a joke. Yes, if you go to whitehouse.gov, deport British citizen Piers Morgan for attacking Second Amendment, it's now 25,031. You know, this just went out Friday afternoon, and I saw Atlantic magazine making sniveling jokes about how we couldn't get any signatures. I've seen Obama try to get 25,000 signatures in a month for something. See, we could find the secret to everlasting life and the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. They'd go, well, that's nothing. Merely a flesh wound, kind of like Monty Python. Oh, I've chopped off both your arms and legs. It's nothing. And I demand the shrubbery. We are the knights that go neat. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there is just no end to these people. And so it's all a big act. This is all a big dress-up show, like little girls dressing up like they're princesses. And then they just say, oh, talk radio, that's not media. The Internet, that's not media. None of you are media. Listen, I've interviewed the reporter, Lyon. I've interviewed the reporter, Amber Lyon, who couldn't get her reports out about Muslim countries mass murdering peaceful protesters because they were aligned with the West. And then they told her, well, you don't understand. CNN is funded by the Saudi Arabians and by the folks in Qatar. You didn't know our whole news division was actually underwritten by this king and that king. She's been on the show. And I said, Amber, you didn't know the CIA in 2000, it came out, ran all the major domestic and foreign news reports and that there's generals in plain clothes? She said, no, I didn't know that. I was Emmy Award winning, what was it, three times, field reporter. And then she wouldn't shut up and basically quit over it. And I said, no. And then she went and looked it up and, of course, found it was in the Washington Post and WorldNet Daily, as I said it was. Folks, this is globalist-run media. This isn't even government state-run, though your taxpayer money goes through it through bailouts and stimulus money. Did you know your stimulus money went to give Rachel Maddow, you know, the short-haired person on MSNBC that has even less viewers? And, I mean, she's got like 300,000 viewers or something. And she's there, though, telling you how it is because she's arrogant, because they smile and they just get like almost have like a criminal energy, I would describe it. Where they're like, yeah, now let's go to this and misrepresent it. Yeah, now let's go to the extremist Alex Jones who wants violence and a special report. You know they've had those. And I'm up here on TV. I'm in charge. You'll do what I say. I want to control everything. Now, there it is. Labor Department spends stimulus funds for ads during Oberman-Maddow shows. Oh, it's worse than that. Look, I don't need your taxpayer money to run this operation. You want to buy my books, my videos, the T-shirts, the ball caps? Click on the sponsor links at Infowars.com. You want to support our local AM&FM affiliates? Do it. You want to call local affiliate managers, tell them put us on an area that we're not on in? Do it. You want to spread the word about Infowars.com, PrisonPanda.com, PrisonPanda.tv. You want to give somebody a gift subscription to Infowars Magazine. You want to pass on one of our YouTube videos. Do it. They don't want you to know you have all the power. So they have Obama as the new president of the UN, violating Article 1, Section 9 as the head of the Security Council, whacking you on the head. They have a train of foreigners bad-mouthing conservatism, bad-mouthing the family, libertarians, bad-mouthing fathers. In every sitcom and drama, fathers are moron idiots being bossed around by their women. All CIA funded to break up the family so the state can take over. That's all admitted. Call their bluff. Realize you have the power. Call their bluff. Get active. Get aggressive. Get serious. Not with the fake blue blood Republicans that got so scared of the Ron Paul Tea Parties 5 years ago. They came and took it over and derailed it. No, go shout down the Democrats. Go shout down the Republicans. Go to every public meeting they're at. When your preacher tells you to turn your guns in and big government's good and open the borders, it's for the Lord, you say you're opening the borders to bring in illegals to make them citizens to vote to take our guns. Get aggressive with the foreign banking takeover. Foreign banks have opened our borders, flooded us, driven down our wages, badmouthed our republic. Homeland Security teaches gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians are terrorists. I've got, coming up in the next hour, three news clips saying gun ownership is racism. Turn your guns in and prove you're not racist on CNN and MSNBC. You're like, what's it to do with race? They just say it. Don't like government-run health care? You're a racist. They are the ones creating division. We're like, yeah, bring the foreigners in. They're there giving them free welfare. Free health care, stuff citizens don't get, babies paid for tuition, while telling them America hates you, the American people are scum, they're redneck white filth, get rid of them, deal with them. I mean, this is what they teach. This is amazing. You turn on MSNBC, it's like a Ku Klux Klan rally, except it's whites running a bunch of, quote, minorities, who are really the majority in most areas of the country. It's incredible. They're using race politics. Race politics works, folks. And you look at these seditious enemies. I've got the clips coming up. And the governor of New York says, yeah, I'm talking to Obama. We're going to call for all the guns to be turned in. Obama appoints a task force of anti-gunners. Then the task force comes and says, you're going to do this. And Reuters says, the president by law can ban guns if the task force says so. No, the president can't. You don't appoint your own goons and have them then say do something. The Congress has to do it. But see, Obama says the UN runs our wars. Obama says foreign governments are the ones that say we've got to turn our guns in. The Russians and the Chinese governments that oppress their people are in the news right now saying they want to help Obama politically get our guns. Ladies and gentlemen, America is under attack. If the Second Amendment goes, it all goes. Your pension funds, your bank accounts, forced inoculations, everything. They want the guns so you will be their slaves. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.